listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
K-State Nation, Eddie Greer, your host, the Purple Project Podcast, another PPBD edition of the show line, or this week, line of free guys. Purple Project Podcast, all about covering all things Kansas State Athletics right here in Manhattan, Kansas. And this weather is about to turn upside down. It's been super windy the last couple of days. And now we're about to get that November mid-month cold-ass weather. Yes, I said that on the podcast, folks. Welcome on board again. Eddie Greer, trending in the right direction, voice-wise, for the Purple Project Podcast. Again, apologize this week for the sick voice here. And this is the wrong time to have it, trying to get these things lined up here. I'm going to talk for a little bit here, so get you guys caught up here. Focused on men's basketball. Today was signing day for a couple of cats that committed already. McCaleb Rich signed just a while ago. I've been recording this here before I headed off to youth group here. And yeah, McCaleb Rich and Dada Ames. Yep, they're two that are officially inked. And I know I did another one. Not another one of the official signings, but recruit that came here, also committed a couple months ago as well. That hasn't signed yet. I can't remember right now his name right now, but that's two important ones to remember, keep in mind, folks, as we head into this basketball season for men. And oh, by the way, there will be a weekly with yours truly. No, I will not have Alex on this one. Because we were supposed to call it last night and my voice was still on the squeaky side. So, but it's going to be a little bit different look than in your usual weekly podcast. So you make sure you want to still check it out, K-State Nation, for that as well here. So McCaleb Rich officially signs with K-State today along with Die Ames. So that's too bad that I can't remember the other recruit's name. Shame on me for that, but that's all I can remember right now. Last two that come to my mind anyways, that came across my Twitter feed earlier this afternoon. Okay, so men's basketball, again, we'll have a recap on that on the weekly edition, along with the women as well, with Jeff Mitty getting big 600. More on that on this weekend's edition of the Pro Project Podcast, weekly, episode 130, coming out. And speaking of that, I better say this now while I'm on it. Me and Alex will get together on Sunday night to do reaction pod on the football game itself and probably hash a little bit more on the Texas game as well. So you want to be sure to check that out as well. So, and then we'll turn around. So you're going to get two weeklies in a span of 4 days, and of course we'll be right back at it again. Things are a little bit discombobulated, of course, now adding my voice in that as well. And then of course the Falcons gotta play tomorrow, so I have to watch that. Yep, you can laugh at me all you want. So Atlanta Falcons play tomorrow night, so that's why the schedule is all over the place this week. So it got even more confusing when I got sick over the weekend. Started with a hoarse voice after this Texas game I went to. But everything is trending in the right direction. I feel fine. It's just my voice still not 100%. Hopefully by the end of the week, hopefully by this weekend, it's back to 100%. But yeah, I want to talk about the basketball team for a few minutes here. Not really wanted to plan. This is what I did not plan for. Wanted to play for a little bit longer show, but obviously we talked about the men and women's extensively this summer on the Pro Project Podcast weekly edition. So if you're new to the podcast, first off, welcome on board. Again, I apologize for my voice still not being at 100%, but I'm getting better by the day. So it obviously consists of me not talking too much. So I'll try not to talk too much here on this one. But yeah. So, but yeah, definitely go check those out where I am fully healthy as well. You're looking for more basketball content. There's pretty sure that's We got that all over the place on our Purple Project podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts, whether that's Apple, Spotify, Odyssey, and a few more other podcasting locations out there. Again, the outlook of this team, to finish last in the Big 12, and that's been the motivating thing around here. Obviously, I wanted to wait and see how this team gels on the court. Well, they gel off the court. We know that. And with all this athleticism, size, length, the three big dogs equated with this team, the new coaching staff, Jerome Tang coming here from a winning program, especially over the last several years, bringing a national championship to K-State. Well, not yet, but he brings a resume that features a national championship from Baylor. Now it brings over to K-State, where now he tries to put his own imprint with his K-State team. And he has done that so far with being engaged with the community, especially the students. And as I'm recording this podcast, and I got a decision to make, because my work part, Christmas party, is December 3rd, the same damn night as the Wichita State K-State game, which is going to be here in Manhattan. That is training to be a sellout. So I don't know what the plan is there. That's going to be a fam decision on that to see what we want to do with that. The game's at 8, the party's at 6:30. So, and I don't want to throw my work under the bus here, but it's a combination because the other place that has Griffith Lumber in St. Mary's, you got some strange people out there, folks. I had to throw that one out there. Sorry, but I got to throw y'all under the bus for that. I mean, they got a pretty cool manager, but I don't know about that about St. Mary's sometimes. I don't know. I just do not know. But, yeah, I just want to bring that to the attention there, so sorry about that. But, yeah, Wichita State was obviously last year. That was one of my favorite games of the year down there. Well, I didn't go, but the favorite games of the year for K-State. K-State battling back there, trailing, and then battling back due to knock off Wichita State down there. So now it's flipped. Now the series heads to Manhattan, where we're closing in on a sellout. And we have not experienced the actual Octodama Doom. And shout out, more on this in the weekly. I'm trying to save the good stuff for the weekly content. But shout out to all that the shooting sections areas was already filled up after the women's game. So that's telling you something right there. A lot more. I want to talk about that on a weekly edition. So stay tuned on that. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcast. I want to see the good stuff there. But up and down this roster, I know we're through one game in the year, and they got a couple of a big road test, a road debut coming up for Jerome Tang coming up this weekend there. But up and down the lineup here. I mean, I've not seen the other teams, to be honest with you, other than probably KU. TCU has everybody back. Texas Tech is ranked in the top 25 there. Oklahoma State's going to be feisty. West Virginia, you know they're going to bring a club. Baylor is top 5 ranking. TCU's 14. Oklahoma lost to Sam Houston the other night. Iowa State, you know what they're going to get out of them. Texas is a top 15 team as well. Up and down this conference. Keontae Johnson says the best conference in the nation, and he want to come here to win. And again, I'm a big follower. Well, because he went to Florida, and that's my other school that I root for. Sorry. Again, Florida's coming here to Manhattan. I'm excited about that, but I got to root for my cats. You know what I'm saying? So there's that. But Keontae Johnson talked about the biggest reasons why he came over here, because he wants to win. Obviously, the NBA stopped. Yeah, but taking that away aside, he's looked very good in the one preseason game and the opener, back on Monday night. So you gotta like what he's doing right now, and he wants to win, and they want to prove people wrong. And hey, I mean, so far, I'm going to hop on board that train a little earlier than I expected. Over the summer, I wanted to wait a little bit. But this team just looks really good. And obviously, Wichita State's going to be a telltale sign of that. as well. The starting lineup was a little different than a preseason game as well. K-State dropped 93 points on Texas Rio Grande Valley there on Monday night as well, en route to a big-time victory there as well. So I just like the balance of this team and moving forward. Again, me and Alex went through this with the men's team extensively. You can find that podcast wherever you get your podcast. I don't know what number that is off the top of my head, but I just wanted to kind of reevaluate a little bit, preview a little bit as we're now entering that basketball season now. But hey, I like their mentality. Prove people wrong. That's what I'm trying to do with this marathon coming up next month as well. So, yeah, hey, sky's the limit for this team. And the longer this season goes, the better they're going to get. And they're just going to be one complete team. Yes, there are a bunch of transfers and whatnot. I mean, this coaching staff has weeded out pretty much all of Bruce Weber's squad, except, obviously, Ish, Noel, staying put. Marquise Noel, he's looked pretty good here as well. So early on in the season, so it can't get any better than that with this team. And I believe, again, I want to save the good stuff for the weekly podcast coming up this week, which will include the Baylor preview. I will preview that a little bit as well. So this is the Pearl Project Podcast Daily Edition. Eddie Greer here, still voice is still a little out there, but getting better and better every time I talk. So trying to talk less as possible here on a special Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition with the focus on the men's basketball team here. And look, man, up in NAS conference, you better bring the A game every night. You got to go 1-0, 1% better. The motto of Jerome Tang's motto this year, this coaching staff's motto. I really think this year, once we see that blip, we're going to get it at some point. Don't know when it's going to be, but at some point we're going to see that first adversity and we'll see how they respond. But when you look at this team, there's a lot of leadership on this team. A lot of guys that played a lot of basketball. The David Gassans of the world, the Desi Steels, who was impressive right off the jump. Tyke Green, those guys up and down the roster. Those are just few, and I could go down this roster, but we already did that. So, again, you want more basketball coverage, again, the Pro Project Podcast, the place to get it. And we have a whole lot of good content from past episodes as well. You want to check those out as well, so please do subscribe to Pro Project Podcast. And I promise you, I'll be back to 100%, and when I do, you hear that voice. Hell yeah. So, that's pretty fortunate that I got sick as I did, because there's so much I want to talk about, but I can't because of my voice. So, but that's just a little sneak peek at what we're looking at right now. And a lot could change. We saw that from Monday night preseason from the first game. A couple of switches there. More important, notably, Tomlin started. Gassan started. I know Tama did not start. It was Ish that started. Absolutely. Keontae Johnson, the story of this team. 2 years removed from basketball with the collapse there from Florida that I witnessed, not in person, but following the Gators a lot. And that was a scary situation there. He's now battled back into one of the focal points for this K-State men's basketball team. So I'm looking forward to see what happens next, obviously. And I believe Cal is next. Again, more on that on the weekly edition coming up when it comes out on Friday morning or Friday afternoon. It's going to be because it won't be on Friday night. It'll be a little bit earlier than usual. So let me be solo. I'm going to post it a little earlier so I can get it out into the hands of the other K-State network of podcasts out there as well. So a lot of good content, K-State-wise anyways, when looking at football and basketball as well. So kind of the big story of the day, two signees. I wish I could remember the third one. Maybe I can look that up right now before we head on out. But Caleb Rich signed on here, and let's see if I can get it here real quick. I'm going to do this basketball. let's see, basketball recruits. Let's see. I know it's sorry, guys. Sorry, folks. It's bothering me. Let's see. That is not what I was looking at. Oh, man. That's really going to bother me now. RJ Jones. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Got it. Got it. Yes. I got it. Okay. So RJ Jones. I knew it was a Jones, but I didn't know his first name. So RJ Jones. I don't think he's signed officially yet, but Caleb Rich, he came across my timeline first. He signed, and then, of course, Die Ames officially signed as well. So the future, if we think what we're going to see with this basketball team, could be headed in the right direction. Finally, seeing some good product basketball on the court, and Jerome Tang is definitely leading the charge for sure. The Pro Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast, folks. That's going to do it on a special edition of the Pro Project Podcast Daily Edition. Eddie Greer, again, make sure you keep it locked. Get subscribed. Tell your K-State friends about this podcast. Yes, yes, yes. I know it's getting annoying hearing my voice like this, but today, feeling really good. I'm going to shut up now, get better. Go K-State. I believe volleyball is playing tomorrow in action against West Virginia. And then, of course, basketball is going to be on the brand with women's basketball. I'm going to have another special women's episode as well. Basketball also won the other night. I already mentioned Jeff Mini getting that 6-7 win. Again, more on that coming up this week on the Purple Project Podcast Weekly. Go Cats.